there's some fresh revelation about health that I'm going to share tonight that the body of Christ needs to catch a hold of, and it will change their lives. So those of you who are watching and tuning to the broadcast, let's have some point of contact, either your iPad, your phone, or whatever way of connecting. Touch it so we can be on the same page. Father, as we come into places of enlightenment and empowerment, places that will correct error that is in the body of Christ and in people who really love you, that they will have admonition, revelation, understanding to change their bodies into the position you designed it to be. We thank you that the Holy Spirit, as the young lady sang, he's in this place. And we yield to the Holy Spirit because he's one of our main subjects tonight. And so we thank you, all who tune in, who's coming, those who are in agreement with us tonight, that we'll yield ourselves to you and let you speak to us, oracles of God, that will dynamically change every aspect of our health, and we'll walk in divine health, correct things from the past, correct generational curses, things that one had it in the family, they believe that everybody has to have it. That is not your design way. So we thank you. Open our mouth, open our eyes, that we may see. Thank you for every portion. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. In Acts chapter 10, we'll just go there first. I have some things I'm going to say, but I just want to read this to prelude the insight of what the Holy Spirit want to get over to the church tonight. In Acts 10:38 is a familiar scripture, but that's the problem. And so this scripture is going to introduce something to us about health that I believe all of you all want to know. In Acts 10:38, you see, healing is the prelude to health. You look at the spelling. If you look at the spelling, healing, health. Heal, help. It's the prelude. Healing is not the final analysis of the Holy Ghost when he's dealing with you. Healing is a prelude. Health is a position. Get a hold of that. Because we have settled for the prelude. Get healed, get healed, get healed. But we have to yield to the Holy Spirit tonight, and what you're going to teach us is how, after we heal, to add on the TH and keep our health. Now, the church knows very little about that because we're going to say some awesome and awful things tonight. All right, here in Acts 10:38, powerful word, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Now, notice who he anointed. Notice who he anointed. Who he anointed? Jesus. See, do you know the meaning of that? Huh? He's not anointing him as the Christ. He's anointing him as a man. Wow. To let you know, you and I know, that self-same anointing belonged to you and I. That's why whenever you see him say Jesus of Nazareth, he's talking about Jesus the man. So he anointed Jesus as a man with the Holy Ghost. You see it? Yes, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. And then he says, you notice the beginning how God anointed, now he's at the end, for God was with him. So how God was with him in the anointing. Yes, how God is with you in the anointing. You're going to have to receive that in order to go to Isaiah chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10 for a minute. So when I start talking to you, I have some legs to walk on. I really want to clean hospitals up and doctor offices up. Clean them up. That the body of Christ know. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, has been one of my favorite scriptures for many decades. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from thy shoulders and his yoke from off thy neck. Well, I guess sickness and disease has been a yoke and a burden. Don't you think so? Yeah. Huh? In your family, and you had to see loved ones suffering. Some listening to me might be suffering now. And it's saying a yoke shall be destroyed. How? Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Let me go to 1 John 2 and let me give you my definition of the anointing. The anointing is a divine ability from the Holy Ghost that releases the supernatural. Now, you're not going to find this in the book. In preaching at Kenneth Copeland, I was telling the preachers that they depend too much on the commentary and too much on the Amplified Bible and too much on Hebrews and Greek, and sometimes the Lord can't get to them. And so here's a definition that didn't come out of no book. A divine ability from the Holy Ghost, anointing, that releases the supernatural. Now here in 1 John 2, verse 27, you look at it there, you have an abiding anointing. That's what he's saying. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. So if that's true, I have in me a divine ability from the Holy Ghost that releases the supernatural. Huh? You can't argue with that definition. You can't argue with it. No theologian can argue with that, because the Holy Ghost produces divine ability. Amen. Now notice here in the 27th verse, it explained this anointing to a degree. We're talking about the anointing in a certain facet tonight. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is true, and is no lie, and even as that taught ye, you shall abide in him. Well, sickness and disease definitely can abide in him. Health and well-being abide in him. Now, I wrote this note for you before I give you the subject. Powerful words tonight to the body of Christ to another dimension of living. Powerful word. Once I reveal a subject to you, the subject, I don't know if it ever bliss in the body of Christ. I don't know if it ever have been foreseen. I think I'm walking in apostolic territory. Now, I would feel trembling and pioneering here. But yet the scripture's going to line up. All right? Uncovering a revelation that had not been known to a large degree. Freeing up people who have been in bondage for a long time. These are the things going to occur after we begin to reveal what the Spirit of God is saying beyond the commentary. Mix it with faith tonight and enter into health rest. Health rest. There's a place in God that is a health rest place. So I told you some terms going to come out that they are not on the spiritual man line. Like entering into health rest. See, men have not taught that. Women have not taught that, because they have not understood health is beyond just prayer. Health, certain instruction have to be followed. Sometime read Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14. I won't go there tonight, but you read it and take your time and read it, and then go to your Amplified Bible and your Living Bible and your NIV Bible and that, and see what you're going to find out. Churches and partners all over the world will tap into these benefits of the kingdom tonight. We're about to clean up hospitals and doctor offices when unnecessary. who was stepping into virgin territory. We want to deal with, after we read those three scriptures to you, and I'm going to read another one to you, go to Luke chapter 4. Walking in the health anointing on purpose. Yes, sir. Health anointing. When he said that to me, I said, health anointing. Walking in the health anointing on purpose. You're being called by God to flourish in the health anointing. That very little had been known about. I believe this is an increase of the apostolic government and grace that is coming upon the church in its fullness for this season of uncertainty. Now, I wrote in purple on my note. Here you have a choice of empowerment or imprisonment. We've been imprisoned by sickness and disease. At the same time, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about healing all who were sick. And when after you heal, after all sickness is healed, it leaves health. Some question I'm going to ask, theologian will be shook up tonight. But that's okay. I need to shake some of them up. Why prayer has not brought help to the church? Ooh, that's big of that, boy. Ooh. Ooh. I see somebody fussing right now. You're going to talk about prayer, didn't you? No, it hasn't brought it. Prayer by itself can't bring help to the church. That's a big question, isn't it? Yes, speaking the word has not brought help to the church. Wow. She's still unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Healing revival has not brought help to the believer. We've had them about 1,000. Healing revival. Some of the greatest men I know in my generation who taught healing never touched health. Preaching the cross has not brought help to the church. Good preachers, good intercessors, but it has not brought help to the church. The church in a high degree have been sick. This health anointing that I'm going to open tonight will bring health to the church. Mm-hmm. With preaching, with prayer, yes, with speaking the word, with healing revival. Powerful and large ministries have not brought health to the church. Boy, you're digging around some ground here. Singing Amazing Grace have not brought health to the body of Christ. What we need now is proper teaching about the whole man. Get that, that's very important. Proper teaching about the whole man and obedience and faith. Get this, because this is going to change your life. If you need healing tonight, you listen to me. About what you need is proper teaching about the whole man, the total man. And disobedience and obedience and faith. Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing to obey, you need to go to the land. Jesus, or the scripture reveal us to us in the 23rd Psalm, something to do with health, that I see a prepared table, an anointing, and the right cup. Has to do with eating. Prepared table, if you get the right, set at the right table, it has something to do with your health. If the right stuff on the table, if the wrong stuff on the table, it has nothing to do with your health. It just tear your health down. You brought your shouting glory. Yep. Knowing how to unfold God's promises of help and a long, satisfied life. If you're going to have a long, satisfied life, it's going to have to be a long, healthy life. I know people live long, but I don't want their life. They live long and wrong. They live long and dissatisfied. They live long and can't take care of themselves. You know, just talking about how old they are, they don't make me no different. I'm talking about with experience of how to walk in hell. All right? Now, just give me some time, because knowing how to unfold God's promises of help in a long, satisfied life. Now, you must put down Psalm 139, verse 14, 3 John 2. You must put that down and read that and put those two together. So he told me to propose this question in teaching Acts 10, 38, Isaiah 10, 27, 1 John 2, 27. Are you ready for health, visitation, impartation, manifestation, and demonstration in your life? I can't hear you. Let me read the whole thing, and it may help you. Are you ready for health, visitation, impartation, manifestation, and demonstration in your life, your family, and those you minister to? So I'm talking to ministers too. Because preachers need to catch a hold of this. They need not fight it and go back in the room and fuss about it. The body of Christ need to know that there's a healthy place in Christ. He paid for it all. Amen. Sickness and disease is not powerful than the Holy Ghost. That's right. And we need to understand that and not accept it. Turn to Exodus. Exodus, second book. 15. Now you're really about to find out why the church has lived below the health realm. How the church have lived below the health realm, or why the church cannot walk in no health rhythm. They like everybody else dealing with sickness, disease, whatever come up. But this teaching going to help you so much because when you wear the health anointing, you actually place, and I might have to teach this all by itself, but you actually put upon yourself a health armor. The shield of faith that quenched all the fiery darts of sickness. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
The sword of the spirit that cut sickness at the root. See that in Ephesians chapter 6, you see. Here in Exodus, we have to read this scripture because this scripture is a definer. This scripture, or these scriptures, will be a decider. These scriptures will be deadly for wrong doctrine. They got to kill them.
Yeah.
So the body of Christ, people are hungry for the truth. And they are hungry. People are hungry to know if there are more. Is there more?
Amen.
Is there more? Yes. That's much more, because he's a more God. He's infinite, unlimited. Are you following me? Now, in wearing this health anointing, you have to function in health wisdom, health knowledge, health understanding. And so at large, I must repeat myself, I've been around 4 decades or longer. The church know very little about health. We get sick and die early, or die old and defeated. And that's not the Lord's will. He said, a long, satisfied life. If you let me help you, I can help you.
Yes.
You know, if you respect the anointing, then I can move in this thing in a deeper dimension. As we look at this verse in Exodus 15, I'm going to read from the 22nd verse just to give you some insight. Exodus 15, 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out in the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah. And you know what the Lord just told me? I didn't see this. Sick water. They came to sick water, and they couldn't drink it. And I want to tell you after this day, I want you to stop eating sick food. And get your healing. And keep your health. I never heard that before, sick food. Food that is contaminated and sick. You put it down your mouth and dance because of the taste. There's a word for that, but it wouldn't be nice from the pulpit to say it. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters was made sweet. I'm casting that tree in tonight. Wow. For the body of Christ. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Now you're going to have to listen now, because the missing point of health is about to be revealed. This text usually read at the end, verse 26, the last statement. What the last statement say? I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. You cannot read this verse and not bring the rest in order. So it sounds, it's a good message to preach. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. But it don't work. Taking the voice. There are four or five things that you have to do in order to give the Lord the right to put the health anointing on you. It says in verse 26, and say, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. He said, God never talked to me. He talked to you right now. God used men and women to talk to you. So you hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and we'll do that which is right in his sight, and we'll give ears to his commandment. All this got to happen before you get to the last part, you know. And keep all his statutes. What about his dietary statutes? The Bible talks about a swine, how terrible he is. A coon, raccoon, and a rabbit. Bible talk about it. Yeah, you read Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy 14. God said what not to eat, what to eat. You're not supposed to be eating no bat. And keep all his statutes. So those four things, I can go over those four things. And I'll put none of the diseases upon thee. In other words, they can't get on you then. Which I brought up on the Egyptian. I brought it on them because they did not obey my word. You know what I heard the Spirit say just now? Some people sick for nothing. Wow. They live right. They love God. They're sick for nothing. They're sick for nothing because they're not paying attention to what they put in their mouth. Now, I'm prone to believe. Oh, my goodness, Lord, I'm way out here. People who die ahead of time. And when I say ahead of time, I'm talking about in the early years. That they have some misunderstanding about how to take care of themselves. That I brought up an Egyptian, for I'm the Lord that healeth thee. So you see why. You can preach a good healing message, but you have to have follow through. How many see that? I want you to write this down. We go to Luke 4:18. I want you to write this down. The health anointing within and the health anointing upon. Protect it on the inside and protect it on the outside. Jesus' ministry was based on the anointing. And I know if he needed to be anointed. Uh-huh. I know if he needed to depend on the Holy Spirit. Yes, and the Holy Spirit had proven in Acts 10:38, the Holy Spirit is a healer. Now, not only is the Holy Spirit is a healer, I'm hearing right here on the spot, the Holy Spirit is a health holder. Uh-huh. He holds health in place. Sickness and disease cannot disarm the Holy Ghost. Because he's the strongest power that exists. And he's on the inside of you. And if you yield to him, he'll be up on you. Fully protected. Fully protected. So the term help anointing, I have not heard in the church. I have not read. I've read thousands of books. Have not read it in a book. I heard it from the Holy Ghost. That he's going to place at this season in the church a revelation of the health anointing of the Holy Ghost being within and upon, eradicating, erasing, removing all sickness and disease in divine ways as people yield to his instruction. Yes, instruction is so important. I guess instruction is so important. Go to Proverbs. We'll come back to it. Go to Proverbs 4, verse 20. It's a grandstand with Exodus 15, 26. Proverbs, my son, attend to my word. See. Pay attention. What's happening to you? When you bite, people take their tonsils out. When your tonsils swell, it's trying to tell you you're putting something there wrong. Don't take it out. Stop checking what you're putting in there and wait a few weeks and it'll go down. Y'all take it out. Y'all take it out because y'all won't eat what y'all won't eat. So people, no part is designed to be taken out. But the church just got with the rest of the folks. This is the way you do it. And so they just start taking, every part put in your body got a assignment. Don't worry about the past, what you have done. Catch a hold now. Don't take nothing else out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now there you have. My son, attend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying, keep them in the midst of their heart, their health to those that find them, help to all your flesh. You see it? Yeah, that's Exodus 15, 26. I just want to go to Luke 4, and I have a few more things to say. And you can only take so much tonight because a lot of things are coming forth that is new to the church. I taught in my Bible school the pioneering effect of apostleship and the regaining of our government back. We've been neutralized to a certain degree to be normal. We have no business being normal. Anything radical can happen at any moment when a man or woman walk with God. It don't have to be 1, 2, 3. You see? I feel the Holy Ghost. It don't have to. See, the normal. We got caught up in a normal pattern with everybody else and try to make God our errand boy. But God said, no, I want you to follow my instruction and I'll do it. It's already done. That's, just think about it. Something God can't heal. That's the craziest thought a person can ever have in their life. God said. And then these people go around saying God said no by something good. God ain't saying no about nothing good. God is a good God. Yeah. You know, and you making an excuse for your theology. Talking about the Lord took her. The Lord ain't took nobody at no 60 years old. They left.
Yep. That's right.
Don't be putting all that on God. Don't be putting your ignorance on God.
Wow. Come on.
God love us.
Right.
Somebody wave their hand at their house while I say that. God love us. Hallelujah. Well, in Luke 4:18, you see the ministry of Jesus, the anointing work in many facets. Why it wouldn't work in hell, you see. You smart, didn't you? Mark that. I'm going to go on and give you these other things. Now, one of the things to wear the health anointed properly, there's a realization you have to have about this. Realizing that salvation includes help in the gospel's benefit.
Yes.
Paul said, Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. He was saying it's the power of God unto help. Not just healing.
Yes.
Wow. See, the gospel is a gospel of help. They didn't get upset when I say it's a gospel of prosperity. Health is part of prosperity.
Right.
Yeah, I'm preaching a gospel of health, me. I'm preaching a gospel of prosperity.
That's right.
I'm preaching a God of health. I'm preaching a God of prosperity. I ain't preaching about no broke, sick God.
That's right.
Lack father, lack children.
Amen.
Then how can you read Psalm? Turn to Psalm 103. How can you read this? And I think we have got so spiritual, we left our soul and senses out. Nobody got so spiritual, the soul got to be intact. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. See, the soul got to, your soul, your inner man, your heart got to catch a hold of this stuff. Who forgive all our iniquity. Heal it. Oh, my goodness. All our diseases. Deliver our life from destruction.
Yes.
Crown our head with loving kindness and tender mercy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Satisfy our mouth with good things. So that he may renew our youth like the eagle.
Glory to God.
The Holy Ghost, I wrote down, put you in a position to walk continuously in health. Following instruction. Right? Following instruction. Making changes. Turning down what you know is wrong. The anointing teaches about health. There's a health teaching anointing. That's what I'm walking in tonight. It teaches about health. It teaches about health beyond the hospital. Beyond the doctor, beyond medicine. Now, I'm not against the hospital. Thank God we got them. Oh, my God. And doctors and good nurses, I'm praying for them every day. But they must not become a lifestyle.
Come on,
That's right.
And they must not make the final decision about your health.
Come on.
Because when you go to them, you've made some wrong decision already.
Wow.
They're just trying to help you in your ignorance. Help you in your stupidity. You did it. The doctor didn't do it. You did it. Now, this message is supposed to move you from health oppression to health anointed. From health oppression to health anointed. Now get ready. If you follow these instructions, you will have massive health attacks. You didn't get it. I wish I could see y'all. Somebody out there can see what he said. I called on the body of Christ.
Yes.
And many in the body of Christ who sick going to have a massive health attack when they're looking in the scriptures and listen to the Holy Ghost and make the right move and follow the instruction of Exodus 15:26. Do your part. Rebellious souls have been keeping us from health. Even now, your soul don't want to change. Now listen, class, I want to teach you this now because I'm not going to be very long tonight. Health anointing and health care are not the same by far. Health anointing. Health care is managing sickness and disease by unnatural means. Oh, help me. felt anointing is permitting the Holy Ghost to stir up and activate the help that is already in you. Revealing the cure, releasing the solution, and the power that is already found in you. Let me give you this, what the Lord gave me with this. One who knows about and how to wear the health anointing. This is new to the church. So let me read it. One who knows about that such a thing as a health anointing. And how to wear the health anointing no matter what attacks. They know how to attract help into their bodies. Always expecting renewed help. Let me go over that again with you because the Holy Ghost spoke that to me. One who knows about, and we learned it tonight, right? Yes. And how to wear the health anointing. Say health anointing. You never said it before. No matter what attacks, they know how to attract help into their bodies. Always expecting renewed help. Always expecting renewed help. Even if something hit my body, I always got to expect the help on the way. The health anointing, what I said?
The health
reveals the health armor that your soul must wear. Listen, not your body, that your soul must wear. At all time, thinking, feeling, imagining, desiring, and willing, held out at all time, stand in cooperation with your faith. The health anointing, what I said? Start out by healing all sickness. And bringing you to your healthy place. Anointing you. So you will know how to live in health. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Know how to live in health. That sounds foreign even to the church. But it's there. Beloved, worship of all things. You prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prosper. See. He wants you to be healthy. Whenever you see my healing power in action, its destiny is always help. All those people Jesus healed, he said he healed them all. That his destiny for them was not to go and be sick again.
Right.
Walk into help. The health anointing destroys the yoke of sickness and disease. And remove all burdens from your body. And begin to renew your youth like the eagle. Now walk in the health anointing. And keep wearing the health armor. Now you are set up to live a long, satisfied life.
Mm-hmm.
How God anointed, Acts 10:38, Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Then Isaiah 10:27, he tell you about anointing. Because of the anointing, yokes are removed and burdens are removed and yokes are destroyed. Then 1 John 2:27 revealed to us that there's an abiding anointing on the inside of us. And you should have an abiding word in you according to John 15:7. Abiding word, abiding anointing. Nothing can stop that. That's your sword of the spirit. And it's got the power with the Holy Ghost behind it. So when I saw that God wanted to bring to the body of Christ the revelation of the ability to wear and health anointing, over the years I've seen not many, thank God, not many. I've been pastoring for 40 years. I haven't seen many die out of time. The word kept us. We didn't know all this, but the word was working. I've seen people come back from the dead. I've seen people who the doctor shook their head on and turned on, and they came back alive. Uh-huh. We're working on a case right now. We're working on some cases. Thank God. So this new term now you have come to grip with, the health anointing, has to do with the total man. Has to do with your spirit. Has to do with your soul, your thinking. You have to think right. You can't let these people take your mind with advertisement. What you need this, you need that. You don't need all that. They're just trying to sell something. Get on your knees and ask God for direction. And God, wisdom, health understanding, health knowledge. If you're not willing to fight, you're not going to get there. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Your health should be important to you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Now, so let me close here. This health anointing. This health armor. Prayer didn't do it. Speaking the word didn't do it. Healing revival didn't do it. Preaching the cross didn't do it. Singing Amazing Grace. I know a young girl, you sing Amazing Grace, and I just cry every time she sung it. I know another lady who used to sing it. I got stirred up, but I still was sick. Health is part of God's divine package. Health is not talked about in the church because ministers die quicker than the members. Fried chicken. Hughead sausage. Eating stuff that make glue in your intestines. I know, I've been there. So let me say to you, my brothers and sisters, I'm not preaching you something I don't have to do. God wants you healthy. You want to be healthy.
That's right.
And so we're on a divine line. All this stuff I've taught on health, we're going to do a book. So you have the whole book in every step. I'm learning as you learn, but I'm applying what you're doing. Now, I've had members got a hold of me, told me if this thing were to come up, and they had not known what had been taught to them by the Holy Ghost, they would have utterly failed. But they are strong because they obeyed their man of God and started making changes in their life. The husband on the phone, the husband started crying. The Lord gave him his wife back. They followed instruction though. So I ask you to follow instruction. Listen to the Holy Ghost. And you'll see your health anointing and your health armor.